here's some business news. There's a battle looming between two Dallas airports. It amounts to a battle between airlines and a battle between cities. The fight is over a law that is obscure to most of the public, but which may have affected your flights from time to time. It's called the Wright Amendment. It is a federal law passed in 1979. It sharply limits the destination choices for flights leaving from Dallas Love Field, in the heart of that city. There's more freedom for airlines to fly out of DFW International, which is between Dallas and the city of Fort Worth. Now, for the last 30 years, Southwest Airlines has made Love Field its home in Dallas, and for 30 years it has remained quiet on the subject of the Wright Amendment. But now, with a new CEO, the airline has decided to fight. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we're going to start pre-boarding flight 162, the 205 departure to Lubbock.
For the last three decades, Southwest Airlines has flown out of this airport, the place of its birth, Dallas Love Field. A tiny upstart in the disco era, Southwest has grown to dominate the skies over Texas. These days, Southwest wants to finish conquering the rest of the continental United States. There's just one problem. They can't fly there from their headquarters in Dallas, at least not directly.
This is an ancient Hatfield versus McCoy rivalry between Dallas and Fort Worth that goes back decades.
Ron Rick, senior vice president at Southwest Airlines, is leading the charge to repeal the Wright Amendment.
The Wright Amendment has been a hindrance to Southwest Airlines and to Love Field since 1979.
In 1968, Dallas and Fort Worth decided to build one big regional airport in between called DFW. The airlines at Love Field, then the area's main airport, all agreed to move their operations to DFW when it was ready. But a San Antonio lawyer named Herb Kellerer had a different idea. Build a discount airline that would continue using the close-in airport at Love Field. For the next decade, he fought off lawsuits filed by the cities of Dallas and Fort Worth and DFW Airport.
So it's 26, you're going to Albuquerque Airport. Departure frequency 118.
Luckily for his fledgling airline, Kellerer was a good trial lawyer. He won the cases in federal court, so the area's businesses and politicians went to Congress to protect DFW. Led by House Speaker Jim Wright from Fort Worth, Congress passed the Wright Amendment. The legislation restricted flights from Love Field only to cities in Texas and the neighboring states. Exhausted by 14 years of litigation, Southwest took the collar, but the company's executives never liked it.
It was debatable whether or not DFW Airport needed protectionist legislation in 1979. It was 5 years old at that point. We submit it's certainly not needed when, in the year 2004, DFW Airport celebrated its 30th birthday.
By any measure, DFW is all grown up. 7 runways, 4 terminals, and a 2 million square foot international terminal opening in July. It is the third busiest airport in the world. DFW has become a powerful engine in North Texas, generating billions of dollars in economic activity.
We understand it's going to be a fight. We understand it's going to take some resources to do it, and we're prepared.
DFW CEO Jeff Fagan says his airport is vulnerable now because that new international terminal and their new high-speed elevated train is costing nearly $3 billion. Then Delta Airlines, to stave off bankruptcy, decided to close its 24 gates at DFW. That hurt. Fagan hoped that Southwest might take Delta's gates and offer service from his airport, too. Southwest considered that option, but eventually rejected the idea of having two major operations at two separate airports in Dallas. So instead of coming out to DFW, to Fagan's disappointment, Southwest decided to try to repeal the Wright Amendment instead.
We were shocked, quite frankly, and because we have had some very productive discussions with Southwest Airlines about them coming out here, and we recognize that, you know, they may choose not to, but we'd never expected them to go after the Wright Amendment.
American Airlines now operates 82% of the flights out of DFW, and with that domination has come high prices for North Texas travelers. You can fly almost anywhere in the country direct from DFW on American Airlines, but most of the time, it's not cheap.
3 weeks ago, I arranged a trip to Washington, D.C., and even though I was calling in a week in advance, it was $1,700 round trip for coach. Ridiculous.
Dallas Mayor Laura Miller is in a very interesting position in all this. Love Field is her airport, owned by the City of Dallas, but Miller, as Dallas Mayor, also sits on the board of DFW. In the past, Dallas mayors have sided with DFW whenever the subject of the Wright Amendment came up. Some in the city's political establishment still nurse grudges toward Southwest for the whipping they took in court from Kelleher all those years ago, but those days are over. Southwest is now a very big kid on the block. The airline has 5,000 employees in Dallas and is one of the city's biggest taxpayers. When Laura Miller first heard about Southwest's plan to fight the Wright Amendment, she initially followed the lead of Dallas's previous mayors and indicated she was on DFW's side. Now she's reconsidering.
I went up to see Pfizer recently on a sales trip with the Convention and Visitors Bureau in New York, and I said, you've got to come do more of your big meetings in Dallas. You meet constantly, and you have salespeople all over the country. And they said, well, we'd love to come to Dallas because it's in the middle of the country, but sorry, your airfares are too high. So we keep going to Orlando because it's too expensive to fly to Dallas.
Because of the Wright Amendment, if you want to fly into Dallas on Southwest from a distant state and get a good fare, you have to change planes. You can't fly direct. This drives travelers to Love Field crazy.
All righty, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good flight.
Until now, the Wright Amendment has been politically untouchable, but cities all over America are clamoring for Southwest's discount fares. Earlier this year, Tennessee's congressional delegation surprised everyone by sponsoring legislation to amend the Love Field restrictions. That effort was defeated, but it got Southwest's attention. The airline is keenly aware that it has many potential political allies in Congress. Both sides, Southwest executives and DFW airport officials, say they are confident of victory. The quiet lobbying of politicians is underway. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
And we'll keep following that story.